everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Get your game day on and be the first to get this year's OU or OSU Bedlam t-shirt just for donating blood Friday, September 1st at your Oklahoma Blood Institute Donor Center. Stop by between 9 and 4. Oklahoma Beef Council will have an all-beef hot dog waiting for you. Nothing matters more than saving lives in our community, and patients in area hospitals are counting on you this Labor Day weekend. Win from within by giving blood on September 1st with Oklahoma Blood Institute. Visit OBI.org.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
And welcome back. Moderate losses continue to hold in livestock futures today as traders continue to focus on the lack of support in cash market activity throughout the end of August. Corn prices were lower today in light trade. September corn futures about 2 cents lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 3 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 43 points. In live cattle, additional price pressure continued to develop throughout the live cattle futures with 40 to 50 cent losses, which quickly developed across the complex. While firm support was seen in the soon-to-expire August contracts, trade volume remained sluggish across the market while traders focused on the continuing pressure in cash cattle trade and follow-through pressure in feeder cattle markets. Cash cattle started to develop across the north throughout the day with dressed business seen at $165 to $166 per hundredweight and $105 live basis. In feeder cattle, narrow gains held in front month August futures while moderate pressure continued to hold throughout the rest of the complex. This led to the additional market weakness with September through January futures holding 50 to 80 cent losses. Grain futures meanwhile tried to move higher across the board today, which benefited from strong action on price charts and signs that bears may be ready to start taking profits on short positions and move to the sidelines. Corn prices tried to edge higher after posting new contract lows on Tuesday. December futures were able to hold a test of a downside objective as traders waited for more news about the size of this year's crops. Soybeans tried to move back into the black after an initial rally headed south overnight. November futures broke through support from their two-week uptrend yesterday and tried to regain some positive momentum. Wheat prices, though, were higher, attracting little follow-through buying after Tuesday's reversals higher from new contract lows in winter wheat futures. Export demand surfaced this week at lower prices, though there's plenty of competition around the world. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.